gentlemen, welcome to the main event. Let's get ready to rumble!
Welcome, welcome to Alva, Oklahoma, Northwestern Oklahoma State University, the home of the Rangers and Ranger Field. But not tonight. The Rangers aren't playing tonight. It's your Class B state title game. We've got a great football game tonight between the Laverne Tigers, ranked number one, wire to wire, winners of 21, a 22, and the Balco Forgan Bulls, a team that's kind of captured the imagination of the state and bringing the panhandle with them, as the panhandle coming out in force tonight. This one is a Laverne kind of panhandle adjacent as well. This is going to be a great battle. I'm Trent Caldwell, everybody, and joining me tonight, Mr. Cade Kennedy, a man who knows these halls well here in Northwestern Oklahoma State. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm excited to be here doing the state title game. Not often I get to be up in the booth doing these, so happy to be here.
And it is cold. It is windy. It is football weather. It's going to be a lot of hard hitting, and this is going to be a great football game. These two teams met week 7. Laverne coming out on top 36-28, but Balco Forgan outgained them in that game, and they had 13 penalties in that game. So we're going to see a very different football game tonight, and two teams been on a collision course, and I don't care what you think. Sometimes this isn't always the case. We got the two best teams tonight. It's going to be Laverne. It's Balco Forgan, and I'm excited for this one.
I'm excited too. When I first saw the play, you kind of got the feeling after that game that there's a good chance we're going to see these two again here on this field tonight. And lo and behold, December comes around, and here we are.
Here we are. It's cold. It's football. Somebody's taking home a gold ball tonight. Laverne going for their fourth. Balco Forgan be their seventh together. 5 for Balco, 1 for Forgan. Somebody's winning it, so stick right there. Come right back. We're going to talk. I talked to both head coaches this week about this game, what it means to their communities, and what you can expect tonight in the rematch we're going to have for you right after this. Don't leave us. Class B state title game coming up. Balco Forgan and Laverne, you are listening to your K101 Road to the Top.
For all of your pharmacy needs, stop by your local Western Drug with locations in Woodward, Sealing, Visalia, Buffalo, Moreland, and Clinton. Their full-service pharmacies can take care of all your prescriptions, or download the Western Drug app, available on the Google Play Store or Apple App Store, to make prescription refills even more convenient. Western Drug has been serving Northwest Oklahoma for over 25 years and has a professional staff offering quality service second to none. Call Western Drug today at 580-256-5586 for all your pharmacy needs.
We are here with head coach Jake Regeer, co-head coach of the Balco Forgan Bulls, coming into the state title game, a 13-1 and 24-13 in just their third year playing together. How are you today, coach?
Doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Now, an exciting run, as we mentioned, for this team. You've become the state's feel-good team of the season, averaging 52 points, 436 yards a game. You got a lot of people on the bandwagon saying they were there in the start that I don't really remember being there at the beginning. But did any of this surprise even you? Were you guys confident at the start of the year you would get to this point?
Yeah, I think it all goes back to, you know, the playoff run we were able to make last year, making the quarterfinals, and we gave Dewar a heck of a half of football last year in that playoff run. And it gave the guys the motivation, and we got after it this summer at team camp and in the weight room. And you can't say enough about our seniors and their leadership, how far they brought this program to be at this point. So we knew based off of last year and just, you know, how hard this group works and what kind of leadership that we had, that we were going to have a chance to make a special run. And, you know, a lot of things got to go your way. You still got to go out on the field and do it. And these guys have proven it and gotten it done. So it's a great feeling to be here.
Now, the last time this happened, to Forgan at any rate, you were on that team. How does this team stack up to yours? Who would win if you guys played?
I can't say enough about this group that we have right now. We're so big and physical with athletes everywhere that it's been pretty tough for us to be able to hang with them. But can't admit it to our guys right now too much either. But it's been a fun matchup. But I know that we got some dudes right now that I wouldn't have been sticking my helmet in there with too much.
Could you cover Jordan McAllen?
That'd be a negative. I'd get a lot of kissing. I know that.
Well, a huge part
part of that success, for my money, the player of the year in Class B, Jaden Hall. His numbers have been incredible. He's got over 2,000 rush yards, 2,000 pass yards, 70 touchdowns. Maybe his most impressive stat, he only has 2 interceptions, and those were last week. He just doesn't turn it over. What's the ceiling for Jaden? How good can he be, do you think?
First of all, just the person that he is and the leader that he is, just the magnitude of his success. I mean, he's always the hardest worker in the weight room. He's a guy that stays after practice and helps clean up the field with the manager. So he's just a true leader on and off the field. And that's just, carried over onto the football field. He runs our offense. He's poised in the pocket. He knows what we want to get done, and he gets it done. And you can't say enough about the athlete that he is and, the muscle that he's put on and the work in the weight room. His ceiling, he hasn't even reached it yet. He's going to make a heck of a college football player for a team.
We're here with head coach Jake Regeer, the Balco Forgan Bulls. Now, your social media game is exceptional. You have college players, people from Oklahoma wishing you guys luck. You guys have hype videos. Really had a positive effect on and kind of making this kind of Oklahoma's team in a way. Who's in charge of this? Who gets the credit for the social media?
Our biggest shout-out has to go to Colby Breyer. He's going to school at Swasu right now, and he spends a lot of extra time helping us out with that and putting those videos together and getting those connections. He's an amazing kid. And he's, as you can see, he's very, very talented in that realm, doing that all on a college student's budget too. So that's a lot of fun for our guys, I feel like. That's something that a lot of colleges and bigger high schools do. So it's kind of fun for an 8-man school to have that on it, to have the social media that we do and those videos that we do. It's a great thing.
Laverne coming in again this time for a gold ball. Narrow game last time, but one where you actually outgained them in yardage. You led in the fourth quarter. What would you like to change this time around to come out on the other end?
Going into this game, they're very well coached. They're physical. They're going to do the right thing every single play. So it's just going to be a war. It's going to be an absolute war on that line of scrimmage come Friday night. And so we're going to have to hit them in the face mask every single play, and they'll be doing the same to us. And it's going to come down to who can execute, who can win the turnover battle, and, who can stop the big plays. And that's what games like this come down to. Can't say enough good things about Laverne and their program, and a lot of respect to them. It's going to be a fun one.
Absolutely. Caden Delatorre has a 52-yard touchdown catch this season. Any chance you're breaking that out Friday?
You never know. He is a special dynamic athlete at his size. You can't teach that size and to have the athleticism that he has with it. It's pretty special, there's no doubt.
Now, Balco does have a few state titles long time ago, and Forgan as well, they have one. But again, that was back in, I believe, the 70s. What would it mean to both these communities to finally bring home that gold ball? I mean, it's been a while for both Balco and for Forgan.
It's been a long, long time. They had two runners-up, one in 2012, one in 2002. So, that's really what's been on the mind of, in the Forgan community. And talking about Balco, you can't say enough good things about, just call it the Kramer days. He was one of the foundational pieces of 8-man football, and the run that they had and the amount of wins that he has, and this community expects to be great at football. So getting back to that point, it's the buzz around the air, it's such a great feeling, special, especially for both communities, and it's just a special thing to be a part of right now.
Yeah, it is, and whatever happens, going to be a fun one. Been a great season over there. You not only have the whole panhandle buzz, you got the whole state talking, maybe even the tri-state. But congratulations on getting to the title game, Coach Regeer. Good luck to you on Friday. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me on, and thanks for your coverage of us this year. We really appreciate it.
We are here with head coach Tanner Woods in his third season, 31-5 in 3 seasons, and back to the state title game. Head coach of the undefeated Laverne Tigers, winner of 21 of their last 22, and now back-to-back title games. How are you today, coach?
Good, sir. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. We mentioned another winning streak here, 21-22, 3 victories over Shattuck in that run, and now back-to-back title appearances. Has any of this surprised even you, or is this how you envisioned it, knowing kind of all the success and what's expected in Laverne?
Oh, I don't know how much surprised that it was. We knew we had quite a bit of talent, and obviously that's a big part of it. Guys out there on the field, carrying out what they're supposed to do. So all of it was just making sure that on a daily basis we were doing the things that we thought, you know, lead to success. And for the most part, these guys have done a great job in carrying out that plan.
A part of that plan, obviously defensively, your average margin of victory is around 37, but you're only giving up about 115 pass yards, 255 total yards. As they say this time of year, defense wins championships. What's been the key to yours? Why has it been so successful this season?
You know, Coach Odie, he runs our defense. He does a great job preparing these guys, you know, week in and week out. A lot of film preparation. And just does a great job with them, making sure that they understand, you know, obviously what the keys for us are. And then obviously knowing the opponent. And I think just overall, these guys have kind of bought into pursuing the football, a lot of team tackle, and having the right mindset of, again, everybody's got their job, and just getting everybody to the football as fast as possible. And they've done a great job buying in to that plan.
Yeah, they're going to need to bring it this week, obviously. The Gold Ball game, rematch of your toughest game of the year with Balco Forgan. When that game ended in week 7, did you have a feeling this was going to happen again? Did you think, you know, I think we're going to run into these guys later?
I think, you know, we definitely thought that was a possibility, just kind of looking ahead. A lot of stuff for us, you know, left to be seen, obviously playing Shattuck and kind of how that thing was going to shake out. You know, could end it in a 3-way tie just in our district alone. So, but once week 10 was over, you know, I think there was a definite, indication that something like this could take place. Again, they're a quality football team, got a lot of weapons, you know, on their side of the ball. I think definitely that was something that everybody was thinking that there could be a rematch down the road.
Now, even though you won, they did score 28, which is the most anyone's put on you, and they outgained you yardage-wise. What would you do different this time around to kind of repeat the first game and come out on top? Was there anything you'd change, or you just kind of obviously you won the first one. Do you want it to kind of go similarly, or is there any adjustments you want to make?
You know, I think, you know, one of the things, you know, for us, that we didn't come out very clean, sharp, I didn't think. You know, we were down at half, and we're able to kind of regroup and get some momentum back eventually. But again, one of the biggest things, I think, is just making sure that we're coming out a little bit sharper, you know, in the first half, and try to gain some momentum early. You know, obviously there's going to be some things, you know, adjustment-wise from formations that we had seen that we'll look at and try to align a little bit differently maybe to certain things and some things offensively that, you know, maybe we see. But for the most part, I think it's just the mindset going in of, you know, trying to attack early and get things going a little bit earlier than we did the last time.
Right here with head coach Tanner Woods of the Laverne Tigers. And, you know, last year you get here, you had to deal with a guy whose stat line was huge and Joey Fowler. Now you got Jaden Hall. Do you think kind of going up against Fowler last year in this game and also seeing Jaden Hall, did you learn any lessons about trying to slow a player like that down coming into this game?
You know, they're similar from the standpoint of athletic ability. Hall, I think, is a little bit more physical, obviously, running the football. Again, you'd like to think that, you know, the more, you know, quarterbacks you see that are of that type, you know, that helps you out in preparing and, you know, at least being a little bit more familiar with them for these guys' sake. But again, it's just, you know, a lot about, you know, a lot of things we talked about already, just trying to get to him with a lot of hats, you know, a lot of times, and just trying to cover. You know, he's one of the guys that, you know, with his physical ability and his strength, he's able to kind of keep things going and keep a play alive, and you got to continue to cover down the field. But again, he's definitely a great player, and we hope that we can contain him on Friday.
Forecast calling for a lot of wind. Are you excited about this? This kind of may benefit you a little bit, at least when your style of play could be hard to throw the ball.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, something we've definitely thought about, and you'd like to think that you know, it plays in our favor a little bit. You know, it's something that, you know, we both live out here in Northwest Oklahoma in the Panhandle, so we're definitely, you know, both used to these conditions. But you'd like to think that, again, like you said, with, you know, us trying to run the ball and kind of that being kind of our mentality, that it, hopefully it plays a little bit into our favor. So at least from a mental aspect, we'll take it as an advantage, I guess.
Now, you just mentioned it. Some people are calling this a Panhandle game. Do the citizens of Laverne consider it the Panhandle? What's the consensus around town?
You know, I've heard it probably a little bit of both ways. I think there's some that will say, you know, we're a Panhandle people, and there's others that might say, you know, if they're, you know, logistically speaking, no, it's not in the Panhandle, just from where it's at. But I like to think that there's not a whole lot of difference between, you know, the people of Northwest Oklahoma and the people of the Panhandle. I would say that a lot of them are made out of the same characteristics and believe in a lot of the same things. So, again, I think it's a great deal. Obviously, these two teams get to play in this game, and a great thing for the area.
You ever wish you could just play out of B1 just for 1 year?
You know, it's fun. It's tough. You know, don't get me wrong. But I think, again, that's something you go back to, again, the people of this area. It's something I think that they should take a lot of pride in. That there's, you know, really good football that's played in this area. And like we talk about, you know, all the time, I think it definitely prepares you really well for the playoffs. It just so happened this year that we all stayed in there for quite a while. We've got a great staff and again, a great community that supports the program. So again, a lot of blessings that this team brings to us.
Yeah, it's a great team, great group of kids. You guys are doing it the right way over there in Laverne. So thanks so much for joining us, Coach Woods, and good luck to you on Friday.
Yep, thank you very much. Thanks.
Harper Sanitation has been serving the needs of Northwest Oklahomans for the last 50 years. At Harper Sanitation, they pride themselves on their services. They offer household, commercial, and construction waste management and leave you with a mess-free environment. Harper Sanitation is fully licensed, bonded, and insured. Remember, when you need quality sanitation services from a local, trusted company, choose Harper Sanitation. Check them out online at harpersanitation.net or give them a call at 580-256-5835. You'll be glad you did. This holiday season, great gifters split the cost with Zelle, together with Bank 7. Easily split the cost of a group gift using Zelle and give the big gift they really want. Use your Bank 7 mobile app to send, request, or split money with family and friends. To learn more, visit bank7.com or call 800-259-0921. Must have a bank account in the U.S. to use Zelle. Data rates and transfer limits may apply. Member FDIC.
Back here in Alva, Class B state title game, and we are getting ready for a national anthem in a moment of prayer here. So you might hear a little silence because we are in the press box. So we're going to take a moment of silence here. Hopefully we can hear the national anthem by the Laverne Band.
Thank you. And now, ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem is played by the Laverne Tiger Band.
And there you have it. Laverne Tiger Band played the national anthem as we are in the comfy confines here of a Northwestern Oklahoma State press box. And it's been a great hospitality they've had here. We can't wait to get this game underway. A lot of excitement here. Trent Caldwell, Cade Kennedy. It's going to be all I could do not to say Cade Cunningham accidentally. So I forgive me if that happens to come out tonight. But great football game tonight. You just heard from both coaches. Coach Tanner Woods in his third season, only 5 losses, 31-5. A pretty good start in your third year as a head coach. So he's got a real good assistant with him, Mr. Tim Allen, who's won a ton of football games. But Laverne has 7 state title trips in 10 years, and those 3 undefeated title runs belong to Tim Allen, the assistant coach. Coach Tanner Woods going for that first one tonight as the head guy.
Exactly. I mean, you're trying to get your first title since 2016, and what better way to do it than in your kind of weather, 43 degrees.
That's right. It certainly cooperated. That wind's blowing kind of left to right here. We had an interesting diagonal-shaped field as right now on the field, we're kind of left is northwest, right is southeast. We're kind of situated diagonally here. And the temperature currently sitting right around 44 degrees. That those winds will kick up. It's going to make it difficult, as we mentioned, to throw the football. And for the Balco Forgan Bulls, we talked to Coach Jake Regeer, also Coach Nick Nichols, coming together. Only 3 years of co-op for Balco Forgan. Already 3 years later, 24-13, their record in 3 years. They figured it out. They figured out how to combine the two communities, and already in this state title game. Quite the achievement for both of these coaching staffs and groups in only year 3.
It really is. I mean, like you said, only 3 years into this, and look where they are. They're at the state title game. Forgan hasn't won a state title since 1974. For Balco, first one with a win here today would be their first gold ball since 1998.
Oh, that's right, 98 and 1990 before that, 67, 65. In 64, I think it was a back-to-back-to-back in the Bob Kramer years. And Bob Kramer, be proud of this one. This is going to be a great hard-hitting football game. Both of these teams will hit you. And one of the, some of the keys to the game we want to mention is the size versus strength. We talk a lot, and you'll hear it a lot, about the size up front for Balco Forgan. Caden Del Torre at 302. Cooper Rodkey's 295. Michael Wakefield's 260. Adam Creason's even 228 and 6'3 at that tight end spot. And it's a big, big game, but Laverne is strong. And it's going to be a matchup of size versus strength, especially Gabe Lovell up there front. Karsten Baggs, Cooper Long. Gabe Lovell's third in the state in shot put, and even Mason Massey behind him in that linebacker spot, fourth in the state in powerlifting. So they're not worried about the size. They can move people as well, can these Tigers.
Yeah, they really are. Gabe Lovell, you mentioned, 6'2", 235. You don't want that coming at you ever. That is not a fun place to be at.
Yeah, your officials tonight, actually, they just flipped the coin. Balco's going to get the football first. Referees Ted Carson, umpires Mike McKenzie, linesman Joseph Hobson, line judge Kevin Mann, and back judge Marvin Carter tonight, your officials. But back to kind of what we were speaking about some of these keys. The other key tonight, Jaden Hall, we talked a little bit about him in the break. Player of the year, probably in Class B, more than likely, is going to be the player of the year. And last year, Laverne, in this state title game, saw another guy with gaudy numbers in Joey Fowler. I mean, you heard us speak to Coach Woods kind of about that competition, or kind of what seeing that meant. But, you know, having seen it last year, Joey Fowler torched these Tigers a year ago and did a lot on defense as well, but offensively also. And Jaden Hall is that type of player. They're going to have to keep him reined in a little bit like they did in the game one. You're not going to stop him. He got plenty of touchdowns, plenty of yardage in that first game against Laverne, but you got to keep him from being on his own.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing with Jaden Hall being a dual threat player. You can stop him through the air, but he could still run on the ground. He throws for 2,000, runs for 2,000 on the season. Very dynamic player, is going to be difficult to stop for tonight.
394 yards and four touchdowns the first time these two teams played. And these Balco Forgan Bulls are hungry for this game. They wanted this one, and they're going to get it tonight. Who can force turnovers is the next one. Laverne has only thrown four interceptions all year. Balco only two, but they both have a lot of interceptions that they create. Nathan Smith, since he's moved from linebacker for these Bulls from defensive end, six interceptions. They move him around the field. They're going to put him in different spots. Same thing with Creason. On the other side, Logan Freeman, five interceptions. And Balco's forced 15 fumbles. So both these teams used to creating turnovers and not turning the ball over. That's how you get this far.
I'm excited to see how the defenses will react tonight. You've got 64 combined points in the first game between these two. Wonder if it'll be a little bit lower tonight.
Yeah, you're going to have to pace as well. Laverne's like playing a brick wall. They want to slow it down. Balco's going to want to get to the ball, snap it quick. They have a lot of penalties because they play fast. And that's something we talked with Coach Jake Regeer about. I asked him, are you worried about all the penalties this season? I mean, they have a lot more penalties than Laverne. They had 13 in this game the first time. He said no, because that's just the nature of the way we play. We're going to get some false starts. We're going to get some movement, but we're trying to get as many plays off as we can. Whereas Laverne wants to grind you down. They win games in the fourth quarter. They won this game in the fourth quarter by just wearing you out and wearing you out. I mean, you run up against all these guys that can hit you. It starts to wear on you after a while. And we saw a little bit of that in that game in the fourth quarter against these Balco Forgan Bulls, who led in that fourth quarter, but Laverne just wore them out.
And that's also what I saw last week, Laverne taking on Shattuck in the semifinal. Somewhat competitive game at halftime. Laverne was up 22-6, but Laverne did what Laverne does best, grind you out in the second half, and that's how they got that big win to get here.
X Factor is always a big game in state title games. Couple guys you want to keep your eye on. Felix Teal, the freshman, he is electric. And slippery, much like an eagle for Mr. Felix Teal, as he gets returned multiple five punts and kickoffs for touchdowns. He had 69 yards and a touchdown in game one. He has 954 yards and 16 touchdowns as a freshman. He's one to look at. On the other side, Adam Creason is a gamer. He plays big in big moments. He was on the basketball court. He did it last week against Dewar. They will move him around as well. He'll play tackle. He'll play end. He'll play backer. He'll play tight end. And he's the kind of the guy in games like this. It's those guys who step up, kind of not the names you're used to hearing all year maybe, but in games like this, those are the kind of guys that make the play. So here we go. Laverne's going to kick off the Balco Forgan. They're going left to right as we're looking at it. It's to southeast. Wind is blowing in the face of the return team of Balco's in all whites. with their burnt orange numbers. And Laverne in the purple jerseys. Jordan McGowan, and we will start this game with a touchback. Exciting time here as we get underway. Class B state title, one of these teams bringing that ball home. The other one's going to make the long trip back, coming just short, as this has been a collision course all year between these two teams. All B1 affair. And here come the Bulls lining up on offense. Jaden Hall, your quarterback. We mentioned him, number one. Nathan Smith, the tailback. Junior, 165.8. Jordan McCowan, the receiver. He's electric as well, 1,300 yards. Mason Romju is the other one. And we're going to get a penalty. We mentioned penalties, and right off the bat, we're going to get a false start by Balco Forgan from the 20-yard line. So instead of first and 10, going to be first and 15.
Well, it's something you mentioned. They want to play fast and start the game fast, but a little too fast there.
Yeah, 106 penalties for 894 yards. Usually that would be a little cause for concern. And Laverne doesn't have nearly that money, although they started out with some. There's a handoff on the first play. They fake the handoff. Hall's going to keep it, tries to lower that shoulder, and he's going to get just shy of the original line of scrimmage, only picked up a couple. And Hall going to be dragged down about 2 yards shy of the original line of scrimmage, bring up second and 12 here in the first quarter.
And that's something Balco Forgan's going to do often this game. You're going to see Hall run the ball a lot. They're going to spread it out and let him run.
And there's going to be another option play. This time it's a give to Smith around the left side. He tries to get up inside down the hash, and he's brought down. And that looks like Peyton Freeman on the tackle. He's going to be shy that first down yardage, but picked up right around 7 yards. Pretty good run there by Smith. Brings up third and 5. Cooper Rodkey is your center. Caden De La Torre is one of your guards. Michael Wakefield, the other one. Two seniors. Rodkey's a junior, and Creason at that tight end spot. Option play. Hall, the keeper, around the right side, looking for that first down yard. He's got lots of room, and layers at levels a hit at the end of that to get all the way up to the 40-yard line. First and 10, first down for Balco Forgan.
I mean, interesting move there by Hall. Instead of having the pitch, he says, hey, just go block for me instead. I can get this myself.
He weighs 218 now. He's put on a ton of weight in that time using that weight. Fakes the give again. Keeper all the way. Makes a man miss. Drags another guy with him. And finally, Cooper Long brings him down about a yard shy of the first down marker. And Jaden Hall is fired up.
I mean, he should be. He is carrying it so far. We mentioned 218, 6'2". He is a strong person and hard to bring down.
They're going to say gain 7. His knee was down. He's right at that Ranger in midfield, or shy of midfield at the 47, second and 3. One back behind him. Takes a snap. They give to that back. It's Smith right up the gut. Still on his feet. Keeps those legs churning. First down. Carson Lovell brings it down after he picked up the first down and a couple more and crosses midfield. So the Bulls moving the football here early. Defensively for Laverne, your backers, Mason Massey, Tate Domi. Up front, they got Gabe Lovell, that nose tackle. He wrecked him in the first game. Cooper Long and Carson Baggs, the other two guards, and Peyton Freeman, Carson Lovell, and Logan Freeman are your secondary. Another keeper. Nice fake by up front by Hall. He tries to take it around the left side. Carson Baggs drags it down, but not for Hall. Picked up another 3 or 4 on that play. Nice ball fake there by Jaden Hall.
It was. And something we mentioned earlier about tempo, Balco Forgan's only taking about 10 seconds between plays so far.
Yeah, they are moving. We can barely get the starting lineups out. One receiver left here. Now they're going to 2-2. Romju's going to try to split out right. Now there's some miscommunication. So Romju's going to come in tight, and Creason's going to come in tight with one receiver left. Hall in the pistol. Oh, he went one way. His back went the other way. He just keeps it, takes it to the right, and again makes something out of nothing. And he's so hard to bring down. He keeps his momentum moving forward at all times. And that time, what would have been about a one-yard gain became a three-yard gain. Brings up 3rd and 1. And they're already on the football, ready to snap it. He's under center this time, following his blockers around the right. Long can't handle him. He's around the edge, down to the 30 and driven down, almost broke it loose. And that was a touchdown saving tackle on the corner there. And that looked like Carson Lovell who brought him down. And Carson Lovell doesn't get him there. He's gone, Cade.
I mean, that's what Balco Forgan's trying to do right now, get Hall outside. When he's been able to get outside, those lanes are going to start to open up.
And they are not messing with Lovell in the middle. Right now they've done a pretty good job on him. He's under center again. He put a man in motion. It's Creason, goes behind him. He's going to follow Creason's block right up off guard, and that's going to pick up a couple. And little gain that time. Picked up a little more than I thought. About 3 on the play, but long, maybe 4. Looks like 4, so 2nd and 6. And Jaden Hall churning out yardage up front. Right now, Balco Forgan's winning that battle in the front that we mentioned at the top. It's so, so crucial to this game. That war in the trenches is going to go a long way to deciding who wins tonight. 8:34 left in the first quarter. Scoreless game here in the Class B state title game. Two receivers to the left now. Pistol formation. Uh-oh. Mal McGowan's going to go in motion. He's going to go to the right and up movement up front. Too much movement as De La Torre got out of his stance. And just when they look like they were moving the football, another penalty moves them back. So second and six going to become second and 11.
And that also kind of kills momentum a little bit. You're moving down the field. You have Laverne a little bit on their heels here, able to move them around, make sure you can do whatever you want. But anytime you get a penalty, it really can hurt.
McGowan in motion goes out right. Two receivers to the left. Hall all alone back there. He looks to throw to McGowan. Quick throw. McGowan took off deep, and Hall threw it short. And that was a big miscommunication. Goes incomplete. Brings up third and 11. And there was an area that Balco struggled in that first game. It was some of this inside the 30.
Yeah, Hall simply looking for McGowan to come back on a little curl route there, and McGowan was thinking, I'm going to the end zone.
It's 8-10 left in that in the first quarter. Still scoreless. Balco has had the first possession of this game. Moved it all the way down to the 31 from the 20-yard line. And Laverne's making them earn every inch. And this is what they do. Nothing easy is what they're thinking. Bend but don't break.
That's how you have to be at times when you're playing a dynamic offense like this.
Two receivers to the left. One back in the pistol behind Hall. Snap. Fakes the give to Conkle. Keeps. Oh, it's a snap to Nathan Smith and the Wildcat. Wasn't Hall. And he's going to get sacked down and brought down. A loss of about four or five. And that was a little trickery that didn't work.
Yeah, Laverne was ready for that one.
Fourth and 15, and that's just watching film study. And we talked to Coach Woods about that defense, watching film. That's what that was right there. They knew exactly what was coming the minute Nathan Smith came in. And we're going to get a timeout already. Balco Forgan's going to call a timeout with 7:46 to go in the first quarter. Scoreless here in the Class B state title game. We'll be back after this. You're listening to your Road to the Top on K101.
Are you tired of being broke during the holidays? Everyone else can afford to bring something, and you're over here struggling to even afford the gas to come enjoy the stuffing. You need money, and you need it fast. Well, lucky for you, at Benbrook Loans, when you need cash, it never hurts to ask. Come to 9th and Main and speak with the experienced loan officers to find your solution today, or give them a call at 580-256-5766. At Benbrook Loans, they really believe when you need cash, it never hurts to ask, and Benbrook Loans can make it happen.
Back in Alva, Class B state championship game. This is what it's all about. And right now, it's all about scoreless because there is no score on the board. 47-46 left in the first quarter. But so far, Balco Forgan, the only team to have a possession. And they've got a fourth and 15 and coming out of a timeout and in a weird spot where you can't punt. But you got a fourth and a mile here. So one receiver either side. Hall's back in there in the gun. Smith is behind him in the pistol. They fake the give to Smith. Hall keeps it, looking to throw. McGowan, he's hit hard again. Level levels him. Ball's on the ground. Everyone going for it. They're going to say incomplete pass. And once again, Lovell gets back there. He's the one that had the strip sack at the beginning or that ended the game last time. And now he ends that drive. Gabe Lovell with the sack. Well, it's going to go down as an incompletion, but it was the penetration from Lovell that caused it.
And that's something we talked about earlier, them kind of going away from Lovell and Lovell finally making his presence known.
And he is strong up there. Boy, he got back there a lot in that first game. And I bet there's a lot of practice talk about containing number 22. Now Laverne with the football. First and 10. Ball's at the 35. They're going left to right now as we're looking at it. And Peyton Freeman, the quarterback, gives it to Felix Teal right off the bat. And Felix Teal takes it down right close to the first down marker. Pickup of about 9. He might have gotten the first down. I think they're going to mark about a yard shy. And right away, they go to the impact freshman. 954 rush yards, 235 receiving yards, 16 touchdowns on the ground, 5 in the air. This kid's going to be special.
I mean, what can't Felix Teal do with this? It just feels like.
And when I asked Coach Woods earlier in the season, I was like, well, can he play defensive line? He said yes, without any sarcasm. He can put him anywhere. There goes a snap to Freeman. It's a keeper, and he is swallowed up. Oh, and De La Torre got there, and Creason got there. And once again, I think they stopped him short of that first down marker. I don't think Peyton Freeman picked it up. It's going to be
third
and one, and we've got a Tiger on the ground already. And if that's Gabe Lovell, that could be trouble for Laverne as he is on the ground. And we saw a bunch of injuries in the Class C game, and this is not how you want to start as Laverne taking a knee. And that would be a huge loss for these Tigers if Lovell can't go. He is still down. Both teams now taking a knee here with 6:48 to go in a scoreless game. It's third and one upcoming, and he is standing up now. Looks like hopefully it's just a stinger. I can't really tell what part of their body they are working on. Is it his shoulder?
I think it's his shoulder.
He's going to get up. You're going to get a nice hand from the crowd down below us. The Laverne faithful in front of us, and Gabe going to walk off. Looks like he got a little bit of a stinger. Hopefully it's not any worse than that. He's kind of favoring that right shoulder. And he's holding it like that's what it is. Looks like he got a little dead arm there.
Yeah, I think that's what the problem is. But
so initially he's a fullback, but Colton Pio is going to be your center. Karsten Baggs and Cooper Long, your two guards. Peyton Freeman, the quarterback. Mason Massey and Houston Bockelman will both play running back. It's a three-headed attack, and they fake the give to Massey. It's going to be a keeper by Freeman around the right side. Gets the edge, first down, pushed out of bounds, cross midfield. Peyton Freeman, you want to talk about gamers. He is a tough, tough kid, and he doesn't look like that. He's not that big. He's 5'9", 155, what he's listed at. But he can hit you as well. All these Tigers, physical team. That's going to be first and 10, balls at the 47-yard line. And now Laverne's already in Balco territory.
Yeah, that's what Laverne does best. They're a physical team. There's a reason they run for 308 yards a game.
And Logan Freeman's wide receiver split out right to Peyton's brother, the younger Freeman. Keeper, Peyton Freeman, up the middle, picked up a couple. And just taking care of the football and taking care of business. And this is Laverne football. Okay, this is exactly what they want to do right now with second and eight. They are so hard to rattle. And we've got Alex Ortega coming in the football game. Number 10 entered. Logan Freeman comes out. So Ortega's been in, hurt a little bit. Is now going to go in there, and an interesting substitution here. Teal's going to be wide left. And Mason Massey's in the backfield with Peyton Freeman. Jumbo package up front. They give it to Massey. He's brought down instantly. Tried to get ahead of steam, and Hall rips him down. No gain on the play. And Hall showing that strength from that defensive end spot. And it's really where Hall doesn't get enough credit. He's a really good defensive player as well.
I mean, what can't he do? I feel like I've said that a lot already. What can't any of these players do, it feels like?
A very versatile team. Then you're going to see, you know, don't forget Coach Woods is also the basketball coach. He loves his matchups. So you're going to see him try to exploit some of these matchups, going to put bigger players on smaller players, try to figure out where those weaknesses are and probe that Balco Forgan defense, which, by the way, runs a star front. They have a four-man front and one backer in the middle, and then the three DBs. Shotgun snap to Freeman, third and seven. Tries to throw a screen outside to Tate Domi. It's knocked down at the line of scrimmage, and I think Creason got a hand on that and knocked it down. And Adam Creason once again with a big play for the Balco Forgan Bulls.
Yeah, he did get a hand on that, and credit the Balco Forgan defense here. You get stopped on offense and turn around and try to stop Laverne.
Gabe Lovell is back in this football game, so that's good news for Tiger fans. Fourth and seven. They're going to punt it. Tate Domi's going to punt it, and there is no one back to receive it for Balco Forgan. There goes a snap. Domi with the kick, tries to pin him. It's a high kick. He's trying to get a little bit of English, but it bounces at the 15. Goes towards the end zone. They're going to try to save it. Teal tracks it down, throws it back. Can stop it? Ortega stops it inside the one-yard line. And what a hustle by Teal.
Absolutely phenomenal play by Teal. Just the athleticism to get down there and make that stop.
Even on special teams, he's not even returning it, and he makes a play. That looked like it was going in the end zone. Teal saves it, and Ortega doing a great hustle job. And we just mentioned his names, and Ortega coming away the big special teams play, pinning these Bulls back inside the one. It's really at the 1 foot line here.
I mean, yeah, just a beautiful punt and then a beautiful finish on it as well.
First and 10 from the negative one for the Balco Forgan offense. They take over, scoreless game, 4:58 to go in the first quarter. Deep in their own territory, Hall keeps it around the end, just looking for space. He is wrapped up, just trying to get out of that end zone, picked up maybe a yard. before he's driven down by a host of tacklers. Jordan McAllen tried to throw a block there. Massey got out in front of it, made the tackle.
Usually when you're inside your own five, you're just trying to get a little space any way you can. Usually you're going to run the ball here. So it doesn't surprise me to learn ready for it.
And they don't miss many tackles. Massey specifically is just a really solid, really good tag. He's great form. He's stronger than he looks. And there's going to be a give to the back up the middle. That's going to be Smith, and he is tackled before he can break it. Nice job staying at home by Peyton Freeman, but it looks like he's going to be right at that first down marker. Might be a yard shy, and he is a yard shy. So big third down here, third and one, as Balco Forgan, the Bulls have moved it out of the shadow of their end zone now, but Laverne not making it easy. We'll see what they run here. There's going to be one receiver out wide right for Balco Forgan. It's a 3-2 front for Laverne. Domi and Massey up in there in between the two tackles on either side. Looks like Massey's going all the left, and the ball's on the ground. Bad snap. Hall has to fall on it and falls on it just before the safety can happen. But Lovell is back there quickly and makes sure he's not going anywhere. And now Balco Forgan's going to punt from the G in Rangers.
Yeah, just a bad snap over Hall's head, and that's something you cannot do, especially against Laverne.
Big mistake, and that is all done for the pressure Gabe Lovell puts up front. He makes it real tough for the center, and that time Lovell, almost a bad snap again, but Hall takes it down. McAllen grabs it and has to just get it out of his off his foot. It's going to bounce at the 25, and Laverne's going to start at the 25 of Balco Forgan. Great field possession with 3:12 left in the first quarter. Game is still scoreless.
And that's exactly what, even though Laverne did not score in their opening drive, that's something special teams can play a big part in. You pin them at the one, you hold them, and you get great field position on your next drive.
Absolutely. And ball's going to spot it at the 24 specifically. Now they're going twins to the left. Gabe Lovell's in the slot. Teal's back there with Freeman as one back. They're going to put Lovell in motion, give it to Teal. He's going to follow the block, but a flag is down. And that's going to be the first penalty on the Tigers. That is a motion penalty. And that's going to move it back five. So just when they had something cooking, mistakes from both teams, inopportune times, moving them backwards. Ball at the 29-yard line. It's 3:09 left in the first quarter, still scoreless. Here, first and 15 upcoming from the 29. Again, same formation, Lovell in that slot. Logan Freeman's out wide left, Lovell in motion. This time they go away from Lovell. It's an option pitch, left side to Teal. Freeman trying to throw a block. Teal still in his feet, get back to the original line of scrimmage, and finally brought down about a yard past it. Should be a second and 9. Pretty nice pickup. That time they ran the exact same play, but went the opposite direction.
Yeah, and Teal able to make a few people miss, fight for extra yardage. That's just what he does.
Tried to break it, couldn't get loose. 24-yard line. Ball's now at the original line of scrimmage. It looks like he put it right there. The yard marker right at the sticks. They're going to have Teal wide left, Freeman wide right. One back in the backfield is Lovell. They fake the give to Lovell. The ball's on the ground, and Freeman falls back on top of it just in time as the exchange got messed up, and Lovell dropped the football. Nathan Smith almost came up with a fumble, but good play by Peyton Freeman to make the even heads up to grab that football.
I mean, that's preventing disaster right there. So good play to jump on the ball.
Lost 5 yards.
You'd rather take that 5-yard loss than Balco Ford getting the ball right there.
Third and 15. 2:02. This game's flying by in a scoreless game. So, I mean, I heard some people coming into this say, there's going to be a lot of scoring in this one, but these two defenses are very, very good. They don't give up much in the way of points or yardage, specifically through the air. Speaking of the air, Freeman's going to drop back to pass. Screen pass over to Lovell. He gets the original line of scrimmage. Tries to get the end. Gets past the 20, inside the 20, driven out of bounds. Shy of the first down marker by about 5 yards. A nice pickup there is going to bring up a fourth and manageable. Fourth and 5.
That's all you needed to do on a third and 1. Just get it to fourth and manageable.
Nice screenplay there for Lovell, and that's one of the few pass completions we've had today. Say fourth and 7. Looks like a short 7. We're about 6. One receiver to the left, one to the right. Freeman in the backfield with Lovell. They're going to move that receiver to the right to the slot. It's Teal, Logan Freeman wide right. Shotgun snap. Freeman rolls right. Peyton Freeman fires right. And it's picked off. Threw it to the outside sticks, and it's picked off right around the 10 and brought back to the 25-yard line. Peyton Conkle with a huge play, picking off Laverne as they were trying to go into the end zone. And that time, Freeman got a little greedy, and Conkle reading his eyes. And we mentioned the pass defense from both these teams. There it was.
And also Freeman trying to roll to his right here, trying to get something. But who was in there putting pressure on to throw it? Jaden Hall.
Peyton Conkle, only his second interception of the year. Ramju and McAllen are the other two corners, by the way. I don't think we got to them in our defensive breakdown. But a lot of interceptions for that secondary. 13 and another one there for Conkle.
Could pick a better time to have your second interception of the season.
So we've had a turnover on downs, two of them, or two punts. And now a turnover. Call with the keep side. A little room. He takes it up to the 35. Tries to get to the 40. And the ball's on the ground. They just took it from him. And Carson Lovell just strips the ball from Hall right at the 39-yard line. And Jaden Hall gets a huge gain and taken right back. Turnover, turnover. It's a defensive battle breaking out here in Alva with 1:22 to go in the first quarter.
Yeah, I know. I guess our scoring is going to be if you considered giving points for turnovers instead, because both these defenses are playing lights out right now.
Laverne getting the football back at the 38-yard line with 1:22 to go. Clock moving pretty quick. Scoreless game in the first quarter. Class B state title game. Two receivers to the right. Shotgun snap to Freeman. He rolls right again. He looks right again. Fires quickly over the head of Logan Freeman. Conkle right there, and that's going to be an incompletion. Bring up second and 10. And the interception from Conkle, followed by the fumble and the strip by Carson Lovell. And two turnovers already in this football game. So if you expected some offensive fireworks, you're in the wrong. This is Northwest Oklahoma football right here. They're hitting each other. Right now it's a give to Teal. Jet sweep left side. He cuts it up, almost gets loose, but brought down right before the first down marker. And he dragged down, looked like Chisholm Freeman.
Hey, you're mentioning your fireworks. There was right there.
Mason Ramju on that right side as well. As Chisholm Freeman's a rotational defensive, one part of that rotational defensive front. Caden Della Torre, Michael Wakefield, Jaden Hall, and Adam Creason up front there. As we mentioned, Nathan Smith used to play a lot in the end. They've moved him back to backer and had a lot of success in that middle backer spot for number 20. Third and two, upcoming. Big third and two in the football game. 35 seconds left in the quarter. Two receivers to the left. Scoreless game. Give up the middle for Teal. He's going to break it. He's down to the 10. He's to the 5. Touchdown, Felix Teal. With 24 seconds left in the first quarter, Laverne strikes first in the Class B state title game. Felix Teal from 28 yards out.
I mean, just beautifully done. Blocking, great. Teal, he has that speed. All he needs to do, makes one cut, and he is gone.
Great job by Teal. Good blocking up front. And that's what he does. Turns what looked like there wasn't much there. Made it a touchdown. They're going to go for two.
How many times have we seen that with Laverne this season, where it looks like a 2-3-yard run, one move, and a big play?
Two receivers to the right, Lovell comes in motion. It's an option play. Pitch, Teal makes a man miss, but hit from behind and brought down just before he can get in. So the two-point conversion will not count, but there's only 24 seconds left in the first quarter, and Laverne leads 6-0. And we're going to keep it right here. We only have about 24 seconds. They'll be able to kick it off, run a play, although it's fast as Balco Forgan runs plays, we might get five in the next 24 seconds. But Teal with the score, two-point conversion, no good. We want to thank Security State Bank of Laverne. They've been serving the area since 1921. You can trust the bank, the people, and the service. The Security State Bank of Laverne, we make mobile banking easy with customer service 24/7. Visit their website at ssbcheyenne.bank. That's ssbcheyenne.bank. Or stop by 111 East Jane Giroux, the Security State Bank of Laverne. Proud supporters of the Laverne Tigers. Member FDIC. And speaking of the Laverne Tigers, they just took a 6-0 lead. Now, those two-point conversions, points were at a premium in that first game. That two, you're going to have to make sure that you start to get those in. You don't want to leave any points on the field if you're either team.
Yeah, that is not something you can afford to do here, especially if the scoring does pick up. You're going to need those two-point conversions.
Tate Domi going to kick it off. And that's going to be kicked right around the 15 and fielded by Nathan Smith. Takes it up to the 20, crosses the 25, tries to cut it back. It's a nice little spin move. He's out to the 30-yard line, trying to get loose and grabbed. Oh, he's still in his feet. Now he's going to cut it the other way. Smith still in his feet, cuts it up to the 50, and he's still in his feet. He's down to the 40. He's to the 35 and finally driven out of bounds. He changed direction three times and brought it all the way down to the 35, inside the 35. What a job by Smith.
I mean, just a beautiful return. How many times did we think he was down or it looked like he was about to go down? Somehow stays up.
I mean, he showed balance and strength. And that run was so long, it took about 20 seconds off the clock. He's got 5.9 left.
I guess we're not going to see that full drive in 20 seconds then.
No, they're all the way. They're going to mark it at the 35 of Laverne, who leads 6-0 with 5.9 to go. So we are only going to get probably this play in. One receiver to the left. It's a pistol formation. Oh, Hall went picked right, went left, cut it up inside, and drags three or four Tigers with him to the 30-yard line before he's brought down. And that'll do it for the first quarter. It's Laverne 6, Balco 4, and Zip. You are listening to the Class B State Championship game here on K101.